Step on a crack. Listen to this meditation as either an imaginal warm-up to the actual exercise or as a post-exercise reflection on the exercise. If you are imagining, bring to mind as much detail as possible, imagining the sights and sounds around you. Picture yourself in a situation where you might normally engage in a superstitious behavior. In this imagining, you are refraining from that behavior. For example, imagine yourself saying out loud to somebody something you really want to happen without knocking on wood afterwards. In whatever scenario you have chosen, you are tempting fate, daring something bad to happen. You are thinking, when something is beyond my control, I don't need to do anything. I can just be. What emotions are you feeling when you resist a superstitious impulse? Are you afraid that by not doing the behavior, the chance that something bad will happen is greater? Do you feel any sadness, anticipating potential loss? Maybe resisting your habitual behavior is making you irritated or resentful. Whatever you're feeling, allow yourself to feel it. What is going on in your body right now? Notice your forehead, your jaw, your throat. Move to your upper back and shoulders, your arms and hands. You can open your hands so that the palms are facing upward, or you can stretch out your arms to the side or even above your head, as if you're on a roller coaster and you're letting go of the safety bar. Feel what it feels like to let go. You can even let out a sound as you let go. By metabolizing the emotions and sensations you're feeling, rather than acting on them, you're decreasing the monkey mind's reactivity to the unknown. Dropping your superstitious behavior today is training yourself to be relaxed and confident in future situations that are beyond your control. Unconditionally accepting the inherent uncertainty in life, you're opening yourself to more of life itself. You're learning to believe that when something is beyond my control, I don't need to do anything. I can just be.